welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all your latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. Katie's here. Say hello, Katie.
Hiya.
Hiya. And Woody's here. Say hello, Woody.
Oh, you're right, love.
Every time, it's starting to get annoying. 3 weeks in, we're going to find the perfect intro for you at some point.
How would you like me to say it?
I just not with a slightly offensive accent from a different part of England. Oh. Just
a thought. Offensive. Is it offensive?
Well, I don't know. I feel like every impression or accent Woody does always ends up being based in Yorkshire. So there's clearly something going on subconsciously that I've not quite hit the nail on yet.
Well, you know, perhaps I just have a thing for Yorkshire.
Perhaps you do. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. Anyway, we digress. Our guest today is John Bellion, who was brilliant, wasn't he?
Oh,
he was really good
laugh.
Some amazing little details. I mean, you've already heard the track All Time Low with Stormzy at the minute. He gave us some nice chat about working with him. He talked about touring with 21 Pilots, which he's just finished in America. Also about Pixar. I hadn't realised he's basically been trying to get a job at Pixar for God knows how long now.
It's actually mad, yeah. The lengths that he's gone to. Like, it's like a very well thought out plan to get a job at Pixar.
Music's like his secondary choice of career. It really is. It's kind of amazing chat. So stick around for that, and then we play a little game with him as well. He's going to enter the confession booth. But before that, let's go through the week's big stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
All right, let's start in TV and film then, shall we? Woody, your obsession has caught on massively. Everyone seems to be watching 13 Reasons Why. This is it.
Because it's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, we've still not... Kate, you've started it, haven't you?
Yes, episode 5, I think.
Okay. That's
fair. Let's be real. Katie doesn't like it.
It's taking ages to get into it. Well,
actually, to be fair, you did say you're kind of like warming up now, aren't you?
You know.
You're giving it a go.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
Indeed.
Where I was kind of, you know, number one stan.
You were straight in.
From a couple of minutes in of the first episode, to be honest.
You were a trendsetter. You were like Michael Jackson. I love this song. It was just straight in. Immediate.
Hi, it's Hannah Baker. I love this song.
There it is. It works. As soon as it kicks in those headphones, that tape. Oh, my fave. There's a meme we'll make later. Right, but it's obviously caught on. It's everywhere at the minute. Everyone's kind of talking about it. We don't want to give you any spoilers if you're still midway through it, so we won't talk in depth. But there is something interesting that's happening. There's talk of season 2 already.
Yes.
Which you expect on a hit show that people are going to talk about season 2.
Yeah, they want to make some money.
Sure.
Right?
The problem being that
just want to continue the story.
Right. Well, this is the thing. It must be more the money thing because there is no more story. I mean, that's not a spoiler alert. Yeah. It's one book and the book has been adapted into this one series. So if they're going to do season 2, which a lot of people want because they're loving the story, they're going to need to write something completely new and different, which is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of tearing the fandom of the original material a little bit apart. What's our views, guys?
I guess it ends on a lot of cliffhangers, but it's not even so much that I need to hear the end of those cliffhangers. It's that you're so invested in the characters and there's so much backstory that they could go into. Mm. I'm just like, yeah, I do want to know what happens to X and Y character. I do want to find out why they became that person that they did and what's going to happen next to them. So I am fully on board with another one, essentially.
I mean, I guess my concern is that it would have to be Jay Asher's ideas or something. Otherwise, it's not going to be faithful. You know, as much as the writers on the show who've adapted the story, you know, fair play to them, clearly really very, very talented, but you want some kind of source material there. I did read Jay Asher did say that he'd thought about doing a sequel at one point, so he had some kind of initial ideas, but he never got past the idea stage. If he wants to take those ideas and put them into it, maybe that's a way forward. I don't know. How do we feel about this? Because, like, you know, Katie, you're a TV addict. The amount of shows you've watched where you can tell when a showrunner's changed or when the original writer leaves.
Yeah, when they've run out of ideas.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it can survive without it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm in the same boat at the minute with Big Little Lies. I don't know if anyone's seen
it. That was a big hit, HBO.
Yeah, but, like, it's one book and it's been made into a miniseries and that's it. Like, it's ended and people are like, we want a new one. But, I mean, if there's no source material there, you don't want to, like, make something up for the sake of it just so you can put it back
I think that's it. Unless, like you say, unless they do some kind of, I don't know, some kind of prequel or maybe the whole story of season 1 from a different person's angle. Yeah. But then it is the same basic story. I don't know. There's various options here.
Mm.
The suggestion I made on the site the other day was I'd kind of like them to see them go the kind of American Horror Story route where you just do another series with another set of kids and do like that. on a theme. You could tackle more teen issues. Like, you know, it's obviously got a lot of attention because it's talking about suicide, it's talking about self-harming. You could talk about all kinds of teen issues today, but from a completely different perspective, but under that same kind of theme and banner.
I have faith that they would be able to find good writers to continue the storylines. Mm. Like, I'm not giving up on Netflix just yet.
Absolutely not. Hopefully Jay Asher will give his blessing anyway. That's what we're hoping. Well, anyway, let's move on to the world of music then. Obviously, the big story was the comeback of Mr. Harry Styles.
So, oh my God, he's back.
He's back, kids. He's back, big style.
He's been gone forever, hasn't he?
It feels like forever. It feels like a while. But yeah, Sign of the Times is the single. Shall we go around the room? Initial thoughts. Katie, how did it hit you?
I just want bangers.
Yeah. I feel
it's the
that.
Same as last year, except Ariana Grande's not here to save us.
I think the thing with the song, I think you're right. It's if this was an album track or even the second
great.
Or third single, you'd be like, oh, this is cool. He's doing something different to what's out there at the moment. Yeah. I think it's a big comeback song. I didn't get what I wanted.
Yeah.
I didn't get that big like breakthrough moment like you did with Beyonce Crazy in Love.
Yeah, I mean, it's the comparison everyone's made in the press and everything is that it sounds like David Bowie. Let's get real on this, right? It sounds like David Bowie Space Oddity era, which is, and you know, feel free to slap me down on this, his most boring song. It's one of his most famous songs, but it's his most boring song. If he'd gone Let's Dance Bowie, I'd be fully on board.
I mean, isn't it? That would have been something.
Sure. But if he's saying he's taken inspiration from all these 70s guys and Bowie and stuff, hopefully that means at least that when the album comes out, it'll be lots of different styles. That's what I'm hoping.
It's not too...
Styles by name. Styles by nature.
There it is. That's the tagline. That's what we want.
Look, what I'm saying, Harry, it's not too late to call up Nile Rodgers. Get him down.
Yeah, I'd love it.
You know, go disco. Let's just do it. Harry.
I think it's time. Well, hopefully, I mean, we'll see what's what. And the thing is, we're sounding negative. It's not like it's a bad song. It's just I wanted a banger. Yeah. I wanted
it's
a big
sunny
comeback
outside.
Banger.
I want a banger.
Exactly. It's boiling outside. Give us the summer bops we require, Harry. We'll see you soon. All right. Okay. Lastly, this week, this is quite an interesting one. There was a big survey done this week from Google to find out what teens think is cool. First of all, the survey was called It's Lit, so we'll leave that at bay. There's 40-year-old marketing people coming up with that title. But the interesting one was, so first of all, let's talk about the music acts, because they surveyed them on all kinds of stuff. You know, you're talking shops, you're talking brands, you're talking music acts, movies, whatever. Music acts I thought was interesting because they've got acts that we cover regularly, 21 Pilots, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco. That kind of makes sense. We like it in the audience. Drake as well, massive, massive act. The two that kind of caught my eye, Coldplay, who I thought would be more of a bit of an older audience, but apparently not. This is 13 to 17-year-olds, by the way. Well, it's proper teenage
and they're
years.
Like notoriously uncool.
Yeah. That's their thing.
I mean, I love Coldplay.
I know, but it is their thing, isn't it? They're not playing to be cool. But then the other one was the Beatles. And, you know, I'm not going to deny kids listening to the Beatles. That's amazing. But again, I was quite surprised that that's like one of their top cool bands, apparently. Mm-mm. I don't know.
What teens were they asking?
This is
what
it.
I want
to
know.
13 to 17-year-old teens. Across, it was a stateside one. It was across the states, 13 to 17 year old teens, and respective.
I want to speak to these teenagers. I need to see the evidence.
Well,
if you think
the music's shocking, we're going to get even more shocking because it's time for this week's WTF 5. Ooh. So this is another element of the survey. Like I say, they kind of cut through everything. This is the genuine results. These are the top five coolest brands among 13 to 17-year-olds in America, all right? I want to see if any of these surprise you, but this is the top five, according to these kids, the coolest brands in this Google survey entitled It's Lit. Okay, so in at number five, the Humble Oreo.
Oh,
which makes sense. We like a good Oreo in the office.
I don't know what's cool about it.
I know. Well, it's delicious.
It tastes nice.
It does taste very nice, but apparently it's screaming cool. But there you go. Number four, Xbox. I kind of understand that one. That makes sense. I'm not a massive gamer, but I get that. I get that that would be a brand they'd maybe run to a little bit. We're not gamers here, are you guys gamers?
I mean, I don't know what an Xbox is.
Okay, let's move right along then. Never seen a Disney film. Doesn't know what an Xbox is. It's racking up.
I do, I'm lying.
Number three in this Google survey about what's cool is Google. So that's a bit suspect to me.
Yeah, no.
In it. A Google
Russian
survey.
Russian hacking.
A little bit. It's everywhere.
I love it when they sell my data. It's so cool.
Oh, my God. I love a good search. I'm more of an Ask Jeeves guy, if I'm honest with you.
Bing!
Numbers. Justice for Bing. Justice for Bing. Number two coolest brand, Netflix. We've already discussed that.
Well,
reasons why.
My number one.
Yeah, I think I'd be up there.
I think that would be my number one as well. I would have. That's what I would have gone for. Do we have any guesses as to what beat Netflix as to be the coolest brand among teenagers?
Brand?
What do we think? What do we think?
Pepsi.
Topical. No. Topical. United Airlines. No. Anyone? Any guesses?
Is it like Hot Topic or something?
That's not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. I think they came quite high in the stores. There was another one for stores. I think they did quite well. Or fashion brands or something.
Apple.
On the right lines. Number one on the coolest brands among 13 to 17 year olds is YouTube, everybody.
Also
Google owned, but never mind. See? That kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
It's a conspiracy.
It's interesting. The rest of the top 10, if you're interested, you had GoPro, PlayStation, Doritos, Nike, and Chrome. Again, a Google product. I'm thinking this is suspect. Doritos.
Does Chrome count as a brand?
It doesn't a Google survey, mate. Chrome. Apparently so.
Works for me.
It ain't as cool as old Firefox. That's what I'm saying. Well, those are the biggest stories for us on the site this week. If you want to read those and lots more, get on the website. It's popbuzz.co.uk and let us know what you think on the Twitter and Facebook pages.
Hashtag justice for Bing, isn't it?
We're back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, very, very talented performer. The single is All Time Low, and the album is The Human Condition. Ladies and gentlemen, John Bellion's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Welcome back to the UK, obviously,
Thank you very much.
Exciting time for you, man.
Yeah.
It's all kind of blowing up and kicking off a little bit. Yeah.
It's worked as well.
How are you finding it? You a little bit tired? A little bit.
But it's nothing. I mean, it's good problems. It's good to be tired. If you're not tired, there's something wrong. So.
You're working hard. That's what we like to hear, man. It's good. Well, yeah, like we say, the single is All Time Low. Obviously, you've added Little Stormzy guest on there now, which is very, very cool. Were you a fan of his before? Did you know each other at all or anything?
One day he ended up, I guess, like kind of going on a little Twitter rant about my music. I wasn't familiar with who he was, but a lot of people were like, collab, oh my gosh. And I was like, wait, what's going on? Who is this guy? I got sucked into a vortex from his videos for like 3 hours. I'm like, this guy's amazing. The bars, the content, it was really, really dope. So we ended up just becoming cool.
Nice.
DMing each other.
Yeah, happened organically then.
Yep, and then before Gang Signs and Prayer even came out, I was like, yo, I got this record. If it ends up being successful, we'll probably bring it to the UK.
Yeah, sure.
You should hop on it. And I wasn't really interested in anybody else. I was like, because I was a genuine fan. But even before, I mean, he's like massive.
Yeah.
So it was cool. And he was like, yeah. So he cut it. 2 weeks later, he cut it. And then we worked on a record for him, for Gang Signs and Prayer.
Man.
And something happened with the clearance of the sample and with the production and stuff that it didn't make it for that album.
Right.
But when that joint drops, that's... Yeah.
Man.
It's a dope song.
So another secret track with Stormzy coming up. That's what we want to hear. Amazing. And it's like grime a thing in the US yet? Has it kind of translated a bit? No. Man, you're so ahead of the curve. I love this. Yeah.
Not that... And I don't mean no as in like it couldn't be.
Oh, it's sure. It's just not done it yet.
Yeah, just people aren't familiar with the sound and whatnot. That's why I love it so much. It's so refreshing for even me.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a 90s hip hop guy from New York. So to hear a different flow, a different culture, a completely different take on rap and whatnot, it's very refreshing. So it's fun to listen to.
Nice one, man. We'll look out for that. The other thing I've got to ask you about here. So I heard a little rumor there's this big Pixar connection with you, man. Is this true?
The artwork's
awesome, by the way. If you've not seen the artwork, go and check it out. It looks absolutely awesome.
I appreciate
it. Yeah, I heard that you basically been hustling for Pixar jobs, right? Is that the way to say this?
Yeah.
So did you meet with a Pixar exec on one of the tour days?
Yes, I did.
Talk me through this meeting, man. What were you talking about?
I can't.
Oh, come on. Don't tease me like that, John.
They got some cool stuff coming out. They got some cool, like, but... Yeah, long story short, and I used my debut album. Once the music was finished and I knew the product was great and I knew that I put everything into this album, I wanted to use the cover and all the artwork that goes along with it as a business plan to get to Pixar, to get their attention. So when I'm in a conversation like this with you guys, a guy like John Lasseter happens to be listening, and I put it into the universe.
He's a regular fan. I always think he's a regular fan, you know. This is
what we should be doing. If you want a job at Pixar, we should just drop it into every interview from now on.
And I ended up doing that, and they got wind of it. We got to go to the campus. I've met some directors of some movies and stuff like that. So,
dude.
Yeah, so hopefully things move forward.
Mate, I wish I had an hour with you now because I could just talk about that campus.
Oh, of course.
Just quickly. Yeah. Cool highlights in that place. Was it the cereal bar? Was it the Hawaiian shirt store? Talk to me.
It was everything. The way... So people's cubicles were whatever world that you want to set up. So people had like a castle for a cubicle.
That's so...
Or someone had a tiki hut as their place where they work. Man. And it was... You would literally pull things down, secret doors would open up, and there'd be bars in the wall.
Oh, I just love it so much.
It was the most beautiful campus I've ever seen. And they got basketball courts and volleyball courts, but they'll be like, the Pixar ball is the logo on the court. It's like, it looks like one of the funnest places to work, man. You could ever imagine. So,
oh,
yeah,
that's very cool. So cool. I love that, man. Well, fingers crossed we'll get to see some work with them in the future. That's what we're all hoping for, man. Other thing we got to ask you about, obviously you just finished touring with one of our favorite bands on the site, which is 21 Pilots, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
How was touring with them, man?
It was great.
They're welcoming guys, helping you out.
Oh, my gosh. The nicest... When you get... I've said this so many times, but when you get to... that level, you're not expected to necessarily be welcoming or kind or humble or whatever. Everybody in their crew was amazing. They let us do what we wanted on stage, and it was a great experience opening, and their fans are super welcoming and were super cool. So
well, that's what I was gonna say as well, like the fans are so dedicated in the Skeleton Clique. You know, have you found that there's some of that following's kind of come across for you already? Amazing.
They sold out across the country. It was like they're doing 18,000 to 22,000 a night back to back all over the country in the US. So it was a great experience.
So when you win your Grammy, then are you gonna collect it in your pants as well?
Just like, keep it up, Tyler and Josh's trend. This is what we want.
Yeah, I think my pants might stay on. I wouldn't have a cool enough story to...
to be fair, they did have to justify it a lot, didn't they? That's fair. But you did like the covers and stuff in the covers medley. You hopped on stage with them a couple of times.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
So any kind of highlights from that? What was your favorite cover to jump up with them?
A lot of those songs, because those are songs that he grew up listening to that impacted him greatly. And, you know, when you're 12, 11 years old, you're not listening to the coolest underground indie stuff. So it was fun to play Tub Thumping and joints like that, like for 18,000 people. That's like something you do in your shower. Like, you'll rap No Diggity, like Dre's verse and No Diggity, which is what I did on stage. And that's something you do when you're 15, like one day. Imagine with the bar of soap, you're like, I'm on stage for 18,000 rapping like a classic rap verse. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh man, that's so cool to hear. Yeah. And also the other thing, I've seen this flying around Reddit. Now you can dispel this rumor if you want. We'll see what happens. There was rumors going around that you were spotted in the studio with Tyler and Josh working on something. Tell me if it's true or not, John. Come on.
I can't say
panic
anything.
In his eyes.
You can't say anything. I feel like if it was a no.
I learned my lesson, man. We when we got asked to go on tour with them, I said it. I mean, I didn't even directly say it. It was like I mentioned it in passing in some like tiny little interview that day. Like I said it to one of my homies and I was like, oh, by the way, they hit me, something like that. Within
what was the end
hours,
of that sentence, by the way? What was the
3 hours.
Oh,
like,
man.
The internet was like, he's going on tour with them. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised it took them 3 hours, to be honest.
It's true, to be fair. The clique are hardcore, man.
I think something... It's safe to say that we would work on something. We both have major respect for each other and our crafts and what we do. So at some point, I'm sure something would happen.
And has there been any more solid talks than that? You've been hanging in any studio environments, John?
With them?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Okay. People must have been seeing things. Just really. Their eyes must have deceived them.
Seeing what they want to see.
They've been super busy. Even when we were on tour, he had a studio in his bus when we were on tour and stuff. So we had access to it the whole time. But they got a lot going on. I think when they get more of a creative process and that's that season to go back and start creating for the next album, see what happens.
Well, fingers crossed. We'll look out for that. More from John Bellion coming up in a sec, but guys, do you like interviews? Do you like podcasts? I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, Woody. Hey, wouldn't you like to see all the previous episodes of the Pop Buzz podcast?
Yeah, sure. Where?
Well, you can't see them because I messed up that line, but you can hear them, I'll tell you that much. And there's various places you can hear them. You can find us in iTunes, most importantly, and make sure you click subscribe and maybe give us a little review if you're enjoying it. Go on, you know you want to, only takes a second. Who have we had previously on the Pop Buzz podcast, Katie?
Fill us in.
Zara Larsson.
Boom.
Dua Lipa.
Oh, yes.
The Chainsmokers.
What a pair.
Scott Eastwood.
Yes, Scott Eastwood. There he is.
Done. What a pair.
What a pair. They are a pair. They're quite the pair, the Chainsmokers. I always say that when I see them around town. Look at you. What a lovely pair.
What a lovely pair of DJs.
It works, I think, anyway. Yeah, subscribe to us over on iTunes now, guys. You can also find us on SoundCloud. You can find us on Audible. Look us up. Just search for Pop Buzz Podcast and listen to all the previous guests and episodes right now.
All right, we want to play a little game with you, John, if that's all right. So this is a game we like to call the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. Don't look worried, it's going to be all right. So basically what we do is we have a series of slightly embarrassing questions and we want you to be as honest as possible, all right, as we enter in the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. And like a typical confession booth, we have our reverend there. It is, of course, Reverend Woody over here.
Hello.
Hello, Father Woody.
Such reverence.
Of course. Yeah. Father Woody takes his role very, very seriously in the Pop Buzz studio. Yeah. All right, I'll pass you on over to Father Woody, then, if you want to proceed with the first question. Okay. On you go.
What was your first email address?
Crossing You Up 101. Because I thought I had the ill basketball game when I was like 12.
That's a good one. I actually kind of like that. You can pull that off. That's true.
All right. What is the most embarrassing thing in your web browser history?
My web browser history. Oh man, I've been looking at a ton of like interior design things.
Oh,
like,
really?
I just actually just like purchased a house. So.
Amazing.
Yeah, blessed enough to do that. So yeah, it probably is like gold sink fixture.
Ooh.
Like Martha Stewart style. Like
You're going with the gold sink fixture. Yeah. Very nice choice.
I was looking at curtains online. I like, literally, so flashy now.
Oh, I like that autumn tint of that situation. You try to stay manly through it, but it's not possible.
This is the world of hip hop in 2017. It's all about that tiling. You gotta check the bathroom tiling, man. This is it. It's important stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, what's the biggest lie you've ever told?
Biggest lie I've ever told. When I was in, I want to say it was either second or third grade, I used to go to a private school, and there was a bus, and the bus was like a shorter bus. It was like a tiny bus. So everybody really knew each other on the bus with the bus driver and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old I was. Maybe it was first grade, could have been kindergarten, but on my way to school, I remember someone's mom was pregnant, and I got dumb jealous and just lied and said my mom was too. And I rocked out, and she ended up sending a card to my mother.
Oh, no!
And my mom was like, what are you... And I just broke down. I remember being a kid and was like, I don't know. They were pregnant. So I wanted to be pregnant, too. So that's probably the worst.
That's quite a sweet... I mean, it's mad, but it's kind of sweet. You know?
It's terrible.
You wanted a little sibling. There's something sweet there, really.
But you're going to get found out. Do you know what I mean?
And I remember her being like, congratulations. That's amazing. I'm like... Thanks.
Do you remember what was on the card?
Have my thunder. Maybe that's why I'm like an artist, I guess. Maybe I need like the attention.
Do you remember what was on the card? Like a stalk or something?
It was like beautiful script written, best wishes for your future child. And then my mom was like, she's not well. And I just like, it was me.
So your mom found out in the end, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. And I had to go on the bus the next day. And I was like, my mom's not pregnant. She was like, okay. But I never forgot that. Yeah, that's probably the craziest lie.
That's amazing.
Bless.
What's the weirdest fan interaction you've ever had?
Oh, good one.
As time goes on, like the bigger things get, I think the more... It's interesting.
It's interesting. That's a word. Yeah. Okay, it's interesting.
It's interesting.
Not podcast friendly, I'm
saying. It's a weird fan experience.
Any weird gifts or anything like that? Been given anything weird?
Yeah.
All right, what were you given as weird?
Weird or not, still appreciate it.
Of course, absolutely.
But as far as weird gifts, people camping out. 2 days before a show.
Sure.
There's no line. There's no reason to do that.
You can
come one day before a show, and no one will be there. You'll still get in at the same time, but they want to make... Let's drink hot cocoa for 2 days in a tent on a brick sidewalk.
I
think they just miss camping. Do you know what I mean? It's just like any old excuse.
That could be it. I think that's the most shocking thing is we pull up in the bus and security will be like, they've been here for 2 days.
Yeah. So. Especially when they've got seating tickets. It's like, you're all going to the same place. Do you know what I mean? You ain't making it to the barrier. You're still in row B, seat 28, no matter how long you stand out in front, man.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
All right. Last question. What's your biggest pet peeve? What's the thing that you really, really can't stand?
Biggest pet peeve. Biggest pet peeve, a huge pet peeve of mine is when artists talk about how much they're in the studio. It drives me crazy.
Fair play.
I live in the studio. I live in the studio. What? Like, so what? Like, if you made 100 songs in a day, if they're average songs, like, yeah, I don't know. I can't explain it. People think that there's a correlation between living your entire life in the studio to making great music. I don't think that exists. That's not like an A-B equation. Yeah. So it's pet peeve of mine when people be like, I live in the studio. I'll be in the studio all day. It's like, all right, great. I hope you're making good stuff.
Yeah. It's also kind of like a necessity. It's like, man, I recorded all my tracks in the studio. I was like, oh, really? Oh, yeah. What's right? Used a mic on all of them, mate. Done.
But also, like, go outside, get some sunshine. Like, come on.
Exactly. I think it works.
You don't have to be there. You don't have to do that. Exactly. Chill out.
Fair enough. It makes sense. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, you passed the confession booth test, obviously. Yeah, it's nice to see you, man. It's nice to see you. I hope you have a good time over here in the UK. The single's great, man. All Time Low. Go check it out. And the album is The Human Condition with the beautiful artwork. Seriously, go take a look on that one. Hope you'll come back and see us again at some point. John Bellion, everybody. Woo.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Really, really good too.
It sounded great.
Right, Katie. Well, you know, what could have been?
I'm sorry.
Hey, if you take a day off, you know, that's the way it happens. It's all right. Wah. It's all right. There'll be other opportunities, I am sure. That's about it for this week. Just time to check in with DJ Woody in the corner here.
DJ.
What's your banger of the week, mate? What have you picked for us?
Mate.
I'm excited. You're your own hype, man.
It's the comeback of Bleachers, yay, a.k.a. Jack Antonoff, a.k.a. executive producer for everyone.
Very true.
Taylor Swift, Seaweed Court.
Yeah.
Lord.
CRJ.
All that
Lena
jazz.
Lena Dunham. Are they still together?
They are still together. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Love it.
Formerly of Fun as well.
Yeah, loads of stuff. He's got a new song, Don't Take the Money. It's really good. We're playing it on the A-list of Popbuzz Radio.
Where can I find Popbuzz Radio, Woody?
You just can go into the app, or you can go onto the website and you click play and you get bangers on bangers.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Sounds good. All right. Okay, well, let's listen to a little bit of that on the way out tonight. But yes, that's about it for this week. We'll be back next week with more big stories and a brand new set of guests. So just keep an eye on the Twitter and on the Facebook page to find out who we have been chatting to this week. And don't forget to subscribe over on iTunes, over on Audible, over on SoundCloud, basically anywhere you get your podcast, you'll probably find us. But until then, it is goodbye from Katie. Good, say goodbye, Katie.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye, Woody.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We'll see you next week.